The flavours of the future this time on Culture File. Taste Week took place in France recently, an annual event sponsored by the Department of Agriculture aimed at promoting the business and practice of flavour to young people in France. Anne McCluskey took the opportunity to talk to some of those working on the forefronts of tastes and techniques at stalwart Paris institutions, from the Ritz Escoffier Culinary School to the Institut Pasteur.
The black currant and mustard sorbet served with a duck smoked with wine shoots and a red cabbage carpaccio. We've got this time code in the degustation. We start with the duck, and when you're going to eat the duck, the black currant sorbet is trying to melt, so it's like a trip.
Flavor is not in the dish, flavor is not in the glass, flavor is in the brain.
Autumn 1884, Auguste Escoffier, the visionary chef who shaped the future of gastronomy, experimenting and inventing sumptuous flavors, made a singular encounter. It was with César Ritz. Together, they brought the culinary art to a whole new dimension at the Ritz Hotel that they created on the prestigious Place Vendôme in Paris. Autumn 2024, 140 years on, I'm pushing the revolving door into the legendary venue to meet with chef Vincent Pollard at the Ritz Escoffier Culinary School that hands down the savoir-faire of the great innovative master to future generations.
I joined the Ritz Escoffier School almost 2 years ago as a chef trainer. I think the school is first the embodiment of French excellence. The work we've done over the last 20 years has led to considerate technical and technological advances. But the fun fact is, at the same time, we are witnessing a return to the old way, taking advantage of the culinary knowledge of our ancestors, from ancestral fermentation techniques to the use of ancient seeds, the cooking over an open fire. I'd like to focus on the flavor themselves, which have changed the way I think we consume. A new technique like cryo concentration, brought about by the joint work of chef Yannick Leno, a 3 Michelin star, and a physicochemist named Bruno Gousseau, represents a real innovation, even for me a revolution in the way flavors are concentrated. For 200 years, we've learned to concentrate flavors on a heat source by evaporation. Whereas extraction consists of cooking a product under vacuum at just the right temperature for a given time to extract only the essence of the product at its highest level of aromatic concentration. It's a distillation made by cold and negative temperature.
So we can look forward to a festival of flavors in the future, Vincent?
I think we are just at the beginning of an unexpected journey.
When you enhance your memory, you become a better taster. My name is Gabriel Lépouzé. I'm a brain scientist working here in Paris in the Institut Pasteur, in the laboratory called Perception and Memory, in the neuroscience department. And we study especially how the brain makes sense of all the sensory modality from the environment. We know that when we do brain imaging of food experts, I take an example of sommeliers that don't have a better nose in terms of sensory detection. They have a better brain. Perfumers the same, we call them the nose. But we should call them the brains, because they have a bigger brain, especially in the olfactory zone. They have a bigger library of odors. Memory, we can train our memory. Mm-hmm. And that's the good news. We all can all become a perfumer. We can all become a sommelier. The brain has kind of a hierarchy of senses. Mm-hmm. Some senses are more salient and more important for us and more relevant for us than others. And when you put a contradiction between odors and vision, color and odors, for example, the brain preferred to bet on vision than olfaction. Let's talk about also gustation, all the five tastes. sweet, salty, bitter, sour, umami. Well, we can talk about umami because this taste is kind of a mystery for European tasters. And when you translate it into English or French, it turns into delicious, which is not very helpful as a word. And basically, umami is the ability of our body to sense the amino acids, which are the bricks of our protein. Think about the soy sauce or the nyuk mam, for example, from fish and soya. Think about old cheese, like parmigiano, for example. Or here, umami is showing a new pathway. It's the pathway of being slow. The more slow you are, the more patient you are, the more you extract. So what's about the future? The new techniques that are emerging to preserve, concentrate, isolate, purify. All these techniques that are sometimes coming also from side field, like perfumery. What we know from perfumery can help a lot also the food and for the pleasure of the taste.
Chefs and scientists today, they're telling us that tomorrow's cuisine and flavors will be innovative beyond our imagination of taste. Will our senses have to sort of unlearn and relearn, or how will it happen, all these new flavors that we're going to be tasting?
In fact, your brain starts to mix stuff that are different by exposition. I talk about this because when we have people from tropical countries, from Brazil, for example, or South Asia coming to France, they have a lot of difficulty to figure out the difference between strawberry and raspberry, which for us is obvious because it's our reference, it's our everyday red fruits, but for them, these are exotic fruits. And when they come to France, they have to learn new fruits, they have to and create new memories in the head, and enhancing our ability to taste would be also involving enhancing our memory. It's really important. When you enhance your memory, you become a better taster. So at the end, flavor is not in the dish, flavor is not in the glass, flavor is in the brain.
Gabriel Le Pousset there, neuroscientist at the Institut Pasteur. And you heard also from Vincent Pellat at the Ritz-Escoffier Culinary School, and McCluskey was the reporter.